For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now's the time to dig yourself out. Call 1-888-995-HOPE today. That's 1-888-995-4673. Because nothing is worse than doing nothing. A public service announcement brought to you by NeighborWorks, the ad council, and this station.
Let's go.
It's Hot Talk with Jill Tracy.
Always live.
Always local.
Always entertaining and educating South Florida.
Celebrating over 30 years, Hot Talk continues to be the pulse of South Florida.
Relevant.
Engaging.
Informative.
Now, here's your host, Jill Tracy.
Good evening, and welcome to Hot Talk. Hey, okay, so you're going to have to forgive me tonight, because guess what? I was watching the debate, and thank you. Okay, so the first 20 minutes, I'm like, okay, we got it. President Clinton, again, yes, I'm there. Okay, so then, well, you know what? I still think it applies. Because the one sucker punch I wanted from Hillary was for her to say, after the 20th time that Donald Trump interrupted her, I wanted her to say, and this is a man who says he respects women. Because it was just like, that was a sucker punch that we needed. And done. That would have been, and seen right there. I don't know. I'm going to need you all to call in tonight. We're talking about the debates. We're talking about wine and food. We're talking about brunch with Senator Oscar Brainin. We got all kinds of stuff going on tonight. But I want to talk to you all night long. Who won the debate? In your opinion, 888-550-9105. I'm taking those calls all night long. Who do you think won the debate? Okay, so you didn't. Is that somebody? Oh, you can. You missed most of it, Mark. Most of the debate?
No, I saw until the last...
Oh, like maybe 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, and you'll be able to see it. It'll rerun it at 1 o'clock. So those of you who didn't get a chance to see the whole thing. There was a game tonight, too, wasn't there? No, wait a minute. The Dolphins in Tennessee? I know. I'm getting better. I'm getting better. Was it earlier today? Oh, so it's been over. Okay, so Senator Dwight Bullard and Chris Norwood have no reason to be late right now. My dynamic duo is in the building tonight, along with many other guests. Oh, okay. All right, Dwight, you're a little redeemed. He made it. Where's your partner in crime? He's at the gate. Okay. All right, well, it happens. Indeed it does. But did you see the debate? Oh, yes, indeed. Woohoo! Yes, we're definitely going to talk about it. Michelle is here. Michelle, what's your last name, babe?
Greg.
Michelle Gregg with the Independent Wine Advisor. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous.
So is that another way of saying sommelier?
No, it's not.
Okay. So what's an Independent Wine Advisor?
A wine advisor really has a general knowledge of wine.
Yeah, okay.
Climate, soil, you know, everything that's... allows the grape to be fermented when it gets to the end
right.
of the road. A sommelier actually is the comparison between maybe an associate's degree and a master's.
Oh, okay.
So they study in depth everything that allows that wine grape to be in the soil, the texture of the soil, climate, all other elements.
Wow.
That brings that grape through the fermentation process, why you experience so many varieties of tastes in wines.
I love that. I see you learn something new every day. I did not know that sommeliers had that sort of in-depth.
Oh, yeah. They've earned their accreditation.
Study. So now you're going to be a part of the Miami Gardens Wine and Food Experience.
Very honored to be. Second time I was part of the inaugural, and just an amazing event.
Yeah. It was good stuff. I really enjoyed hosting last year, and I'm looking forward to co-hosting of some sort this year with Lamon Rucker.
All right.
From many of you know him probably from Why Did I Get Married? Where's Councilwoman Lisa Davis? I'm gonna need her to sashay up in this studio. Many of you know him from Why Did I Get Married? And Greenleaf now is his current project. So he'll be there along with some really top name chefs that I'm going to let Lisa Davis tell you about. So tell me a little bit about, you have a beautiful, wait a minute, when Kiana comes back, she's going to show you guys on Facebook Live. The beautiful setup that you brought. So now tell me about the wines that we have in the studio tonight.
Well, I've had the privilege of taking advantage of the opportunity to know where my money goes. Our platform really is charity with Wines for Humanity.
Okay.
So why did I choose Wines for Humanity? As a 30-year veteran of the hospitality field,
mm-hmm.
and immigrant, I heard about your very stunning, dynamic last show where you spoke about immigrants, mm-hmm. with Marlon Hill.
Yes, you can learn a lot from it.
Absolutely. So what has happened is that, you know, I always wanted to know where my money goes. So instead of just returning home to do great things, you know, why not give back to a country and a place where many investments have taken place into, mm-hmm. me and helped me become who I am. So as a retiree of United Airlines, I was gifted this opportunity to actually have a platform where the love of wines can be used to raise funds to charity, hence Wines for Humanity.
I
got into that business because of how close community is in the, mm-hmm. islands of Trinidad and Tobago, of Jamaican heritage, and trying to help bring that community to a closer place. Wines for Humanity has those products that come straight out of the vineyard,
mm-hmm.
to me.
Wow.
An exclusive network, really. You're not going to find any of these wines here available for retail. And with each bottle of wine that's selected, I give back to charity, courtesy Wines for Humanity.
I love that. Yes. So who are some of your chosen charities?
I work very closely with His House.
Okay.
Children's Home Society. There's so many to name. Let me try to just get that network going. I work very closely with Broward County.
Okay.
Pretty much my personal passion while I got into it was family. Family, yeah. is the network.
Yeah.
And coming to the United States, where it takes a while for people to understand who you really are, your heritage,
mm-hmm.
your value system, what was important to me is trying to put that bridge here in South Florida. I have a 17-year-old,
mm-hmm.
and through her, I really understood what America, yeah. was about, and I have impacted the community indirectly through her, the teens, single moms like myself, very proud.
Yeah.
And at this point in the game, it is a race against time to save our children.
Hey, man, you've never lied about that one. But as I often say, but that is an entirely different show. You, yes. have to come join us on... the show You Can Learn a Lot from an Immigrant is a series, so you have to join us.
I would love to. I'm honored.
Yeah,
thank you for having me tonight.
Info. Yeah, well, I want to thank Nicole Gates and Councilwoman Lisa Davis for joining us.
Hi.
How are you, sunshine?
I'm good. How are you?
I am blessed and highly favored. Thank you very much. So glad to have you in the building. And Chef Anthony,
hey there,
welcome. Oh, you need your microphone. Thank you so much. Yeah, just swing it on around over. You know, we're a self-service kind of operation around here. Somebody will come help you. You know, it's like 7-Eleven in here. So Lisa Davis, year two, we're back at it.
Yes, we're back at it again.
Glad to have you. Excited?
I'm very excited.
And you got a new location and everything.
Yes, I do. They actually came to me and asked me that they wanted to have my wine and food over there.
I love it.
Yeah.
Okay, wait a minute. Brenda in Hollywood on line one. Let me take you right quick. Hi, welcome to Hot Talk.
Hey, this has nothing to do with what you're talking about.
Oh. Like, girl, it ain't nothing but what y'all talking about. What's up, Brenda?
It's about absentee voting.
Okay.
Okay, I want people to know they have to call in, because before they used to just send it to you.
Right.
So now if you want an absentee ballot, you have to call in and get one.
Why, Brenda, I thank you for... Is this Brenda Snipes?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Well, you know, the ballots, Brenda, you know, I just... She's been on the show. She's a friend of the show. But I appreciate you sharing that. That if you want an absentee ballot, that you have to call in and get it yourself. Do you have the number by any chance?
It's 954-357-7055.
All right. Well, thank you for that public service announcement, Ms. Brenda.
Another important thing.
Yes, babe.
You have to update your signature if your signature has changed.
What?
Mine has changed. Yes, I have to. There was something in the Sun Sentinel a while back saying how they throw away thousands of absentee ballots because your signature doesn't match.
Really? I know mine has changed.
So
I didn't know that. Oh, now that, see, you saved the bomb. You dropped the bomb on that one. So yeah, if your signature has changed, then you need to change it prior to the election.
Right, and you have to go down to the office on Andrews and put a new signature
in. Well, that's in Broward County, so we need to find out where that office is in Dade as well.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, thank you for that, darling.
All right, you're welcome.
Have a good night.
Have a good night.
Stay with us. Oops. Okay, so, wow, I didn't know that. That's really good to know. Okay, so moving back to the Miami Gardens. Wine and food experience. So, big changes. This year, you are at Calder.
Yes, we are. We're at Calder, and I'm very excited to be there. The date is November 12th from 7 to midnight.
Oh, okay, so now you said that they reached out to you. I heard that they have done some improvements. Kiana's gonna like, share what's going on in here with you guys on Facebook Live, so you can head over to my Facebook page, and then you'll see the chaos going on in the studio right now. So Calder is new.
Calder is new. Well, they're under construction as we speak. They're under construction, but that won't affect what we're doing.
Oh, okay.
As far as the wine and food is
concerned. Okay, so I'm having visions that we are out in the middle of Calder, where, you know, the greens, where the horses would be, but it's going to be all tinted out and fabulous.
Not the horses. It is. It's going to be tinted out, and it's going to be fabulous, just like it was last year.
Yeah, it was lovely. And
yes, it was.
At first, a lot of people were like, it's on top of a roof on the park, but it was awesome.
But you wouldn't know it was on top.
You would have never known you were on. Yeah. Right, because once you got up there, it was a whole nother experience.
It was.
So now, this year as well, it's one ticket, one night, one experience.
Correct.
So like last year, it was like a general admission and a VIP, but this year it's just all one thing.
This year we want everybody to feel like they're VIP. So we have one ticket, one admission, one great experience.
Right. So and lots of great food.
Lots of food. We have 12 vendors. We have 12 great vendors that are going to be there this year. We had 6 last year. So
wow. So imagine. Okay. So give us a hint of some of the restaurants we can expect.
We have Bahama Breeze, of course.
Okay.
And we have a lot of local people as well. We have Chef Jarrett Washington that's going to be doing it. He did it last year.
Mm-hmm.
We have Kate Lux that are going to come back next year. We have
a lot
of great people that are coming. And we still have people that want to come, but we can only hold a certain amount of business.
So are you done? Can you know, if there's still rest?
Done. We're
you
done.
Are?
Yeah.
I hate to hear that. So Grand Man 305?
No, not this time. No.
Estes?
No, not Estes.
MLK.
Come on now, Jill.
Rocket Seafood. Listen, these are places that we eat. Do you not eat there? Thank you very much. I eat it all.
I eat there as well. But no, they're working with us. Esther is working with us. As far as that's concerned, they are.
Now, I heard that one of our very fine restaurants here in South Florida will be a part this year.
Yes, you're talking about Prime 112?
No. But there, are they there?
Yeah, we're Prime working with there. Them as well.
Okay.
We're working with them as well.
I was talking about Tootsie's.
Mommy, yeah, they will. They will be there this year, of course.
You get more than a wing.
The food is good. The food is good. The food is excellent.
Exactly.
They have the crab and rice. They are off the charts, I have to say.
This is what I'm saying.
So I'm looking forward to them coming. They were actually there last year.
Okay, I didn't know they were there last year.
Of course.
Yes. But listen, I'm telling you, who was it? I'm not going to put it out there. She's a very upstanding woman in this community. I almost said it. But I remember her telling me, girl, have you been to eat at Tootsie's? And I was like, I'm sorry, the strip club? And she was like, yes, the food is really good.
It's
really
good.
Okay, do you get a lap dance with an appetizer?
No.
I mean, how does this work?
No, she said, right.
She said, no. She's like, and there's a whole other entrance. Mm-hmm. You know, if you don't want to go in the strip club, you don't, there's no.
Well, you know, people go there for lunch all the time.
Okay, not on my radar.
Well, you should try it sometime.
I know. I definitely will. I've said several times that I was going to go, but I was just a little too, you know.
Well, I think I'm going to speak for most of the ladies. We go for the food. The food is good.
So you're going to have to take me.
There, we can go lunch.
Listen, that's your constituency.
Yes.
So that's it. Lunch on Lisa at Tootsie's. Shake
Very
Jamal.
Interesting.
Sexy Biscuit
today.
Is coming to the stage.
Okay, no. That's my stripper
okay,
name.
Okay, cut it, Jill.
You need to cut it. It's one of those nights. I am so excited. I cannot tell you how excited I am that you all are here and that Hillary Clinton just put the slam dunk.
She put the slam on Donald Trump.
Oh, my God. There are going to be a lot of, we're going to talk about it in depth as we move on through the night. But I just really felt like she opened really, really strong. She missed a really good, you know, point to get in there. But I think that people who, you know, are of good conscience and good sense will see. Did you see any of it?
I saw just a little bit of it.
Okay. How he just.
And I have to say, Hillary, she's my girl.
Yeah.
She's really going to look
with
out
her.
For our kids, and that's most important. The education, where she wants to take all of the 2-year colleges and have free tuition.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's great for our kids.
Yeah. I thought that she was just really presidential.
She is.
As opposed to he was, you know, a schoolyard bully. He was that guy in high school that everybody hated and all the guys were kind of scared of because he just didn't play fair and he was nasty and his parents had a lot of money so he treated everybody like crap. He's that dude.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And he's just grown up and now, you know, and now he's Trump. And just nothing about him, the way he... And all of his surrogates, how they're just so rude and they talk over people and they shout and it just is, I don't want to live in that kind of world. And so I'm hoping that, you know, it resonates with other people as well. Anyway, so Miami Gardens Wine and Food, we have performances from A. Randolph.
Yes, we do.
I've heard at the Smash Room.
Yes.
And DJ Thomas Harper.
Yes, DJ Thomas Harper. Big shout out to him. And we have our violinist from last year.
He was so good.
I love him.
He was.
Yeah. He was really, really good.
Yes, listen to her. Yes.
He was. Oh, is that a friend of yours, Nicole Gates?
Yes.
That was your pick. You're killing me with the hair tonight, Nicole Gates. I just need to say how fabulous that hair is right now.
But Jill, okay. Can I say something before we go even further? I have to say happy birthday to my daughter. I have to send her a shout out today. Satin Baby, happy birthday from your mom, Councilwoman Davis. She turns 27.
Today.
On the 10th. So I love her.
Love you.
Happy birthday.
Libra, baby.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Satin.
Yes, I had to say that.
I know. happy, happy birthday. So one of the wonderful chefs that's going to be at Miami Gardens Wine and Food is here, Chef Anthony.
Hey there. How you guys doing?
Blessed. How are you, sir?
I'm doing outstanding.
Move your mic over a little bit. I'm going to need you to get... He's so cool. Mm-hmm. He's like a mile away from the mic.
Yeah,
okay,
close.
So welcome.
Enough? Thank you.
Listen, I just love your setup.
Thank you so much.
I'm sure that Nicole or Kiana will get a picture of it so you guys can see it on Facebook Live. But you did such a nice job. So now tell us what you brought us tonight.
Tonight.
And where is mine? I saw some oysters.
Oh.
Did you get some?
Did she bring it to you?
Okay, see? My dynamic duo over there, look how sad they look.
Well,
Chris
tonight,
and Senator Bullard are like, no, we didn't get anything.
He was in here.
Senator Bullard was here. Chris just ran through the gates.
Okay, tonight I made this wonderful dish with my Cornish hen with white truffle, and it have red peppers, onions, and chopped peppers. So it's to die for. Also, I did my seafood Rockefeller salad that you guys could try with a ginger lime dressing. So it's to die for as well. And I know you don't eat salt and like oils or nothing, but I actually made yours separately.
Yes, I'm so excited. Yes, I'll be able to share with you all at the Wine and Food Experience.
Awesome.
You know, not a lot, but I will share. I will definitely be over there. So now tell everybody a little bit about you.
Okay.
Are you native of South Florida?
Yes, I'm a native of South Florida. I'm born and raised here in Miami 40 years.
Okay.
And I went to Miami Northwestern High School.
Go Bulls.
For the Bulls in the building. So basically, I own my catering company, Star Catering in Miami. So you can find me on Facebook at StarCateringMiami.com. Also on Instagram is Star Catering.
Okay.
Also on my Facebook is Chef Anthony Wilson. Also on my Twitter page is Chef Anthony Wilson 76. Also on a Periscope, you can find me on there. Also on Google Plus.
Okay, Anthony and the show is over.
Everywhere.
Thank you.
He's everywhere.
And my mama's address is.
Okay.
She will hook you up. Okay. So listen. So how did you get started?
How I get started? I started at the Salvation Army.
Okay.
So I started working there at this shelter home, and I started feeding the homeless people. So but once I started there for, I say, approximately, 5 years? From 5 years, I got laid off.
Mm-hmm.
So when I got laid off, I ended up getting the job at Macy's downtown. So that's how I got my foot in the door.
Oh, when they used to have,
downtown Miami on the third floor, right at the Royal Palms.
Okay.
And that's where I started. And then from there, they closed their doors on me as well. So then from there, when they closed the doors, I was out of work for like 6 months. And then from there, I started doing my stuff on the side, my little catering.
Mm-hmm.
Then from there, I got called from the manager at the Miami catering department for the Macy's. So then from there, I started working there for at least about 4 years.
Okay.
And that's how
I got
my skills from learning.
I got to bring you presents.
Everything. So.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. So you are, have you decided what you're going to share with us at Wine and Food?
No, I'm not, because I want it to be a little secret.
Secret?
Yes, it have to be a secret. So
very good.
Everybody to be looking forward for my wonderful dish that I'll be doing at the Wine and Food.
Awesome. Well, we're looking forward to it indeed. Coming up on the other side, we're still talking food, because Senator Oscar Brandon is here, and he's inviting you to brunch, and it's on him. Imagine it. Stay tuned. I am Chill Tracy. This is Hot Talk on Hot 105. You're going to stick around for a minute.
I'm
going to
stick around.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Lisa's like, I'm not going nowhere.
I'm not going nowhere.
Okay. Well, okay. See, and we have a bunch of politicians too, and food. What's better than that? Let's go.
Hot Talk will be right back on Hot 105. Today's R&B and Old School presents the second annual Hot 105 R&B Groove, featuring Frankie Beverly Mays, and representing the 305, Shayshin and Ronnie the VOP. Saturday, October 15th at the Bank United Center. Tickets are on sale now at Hot105FM.com. But you know we've got the most free tickets. All winners will qualify to win front row tickets with backstage passes to meet the artists and take pictures. $500 to go shopping. And best part of all, we're taking you up on stage to get serenaded by Jaheim.
South Florida, what's up? This is your man, Jaheim.
Now that's the grand prize. For more chances to win, download our free Hot 105 app by texting the keyword Hot 105 app to 28367 now. The second annual Hot 105 R&B group is brought to you by G-Squared Events and your station.
Hot 105. is a legal and medical referral service, not employee spokesperson.
It's true. I'm a smoker. I wish I wasn't, but I am. I'm aware of the health effects.
New reports show cigarettes greatly
affect. I've heard all the ads.
Quit smoking today.
I've read all the warnings.
Smoking causes cancer and heart disease.
And while I agree with every single one of them, I also know that nicotine is incredibly addictive. So while I appreciate all the reminders why I shouldn't do it, what I really need is a way to stop.
Tobacco-Free Florida's Quit Your Way services are here for one simple reason. Support. Offering tools to help you conquer the addiction your own way. Like with our free services, Phone Quit, Group Quit, and Web Quit. Additional tools such as text messages with practical advice, email support, and starter kits of nicotine patches, gum, or lozenges. Visit TobaccoFreeFlorida.com or call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW. Quit your way with Tobacco-Free Florida.
Miami, get ready. It's Hot 105 second annual R&B group hosted by Tom Joyner with Maze featuring Frankie Beverly, Jaheim, Tank, and El DeBarge. Get ready for Maze. Featuring Frankie Beverly. It's the R&B groove with Jaheim. Jaheim live. And ladies, get ready for Tank. It's Tank live. And El DeBarge. It's Hot 105 second annual R&B group hosted by Tom Joyner. October 15th at the Bank United Center on the campus of the beautiful University of Miami. Tickets can be purchased at the box office, online at bankunitedcenter.com, or charged by phone.
Been in an accident? Call Julio.
No, call John.
No, call Julio.
Are you kidding me? Who are these guys? You might as well call Fulano. They're not lawyers. If you need a lawyer, call a lawyer. I'm Robert Rubenstein. I've been a lawyer for over 30 years. Check out my results at RubensteinLaw.com. I'm easy to reach. Just call me at 1-800-FL-LEGAL. It's that easy. Call 1-800-FL-LEGAL. Offices in Miami, Broward, West Palm Beach, Orlando, and Tampa. I want to be your attorney.
Tom Joyner in the morning. The Tom Joyner Morning Show. And everybody knows the song. 105.1.
What's the reason for gas going back up?
Part of it was that that pipe, the line that was broken, that was busted, yeah. You know, in Alabama.
They're
that's
still
part
using
of it.
That one.
Yeah, yeah. They have repaired it, but they
do we need someone to lay pipe? You need somebody to plug that gas? Well, maybe not that one.
And we're back Monday morning, 6 to 10 a.m. with the best music information and what's happening in our community.
Your views matter to us. Call Hot Talk at 888-550-9105.
And we are back on Hot Talk. You know, sometimes I wonder to myself, why do I even write a script? Because I never get to everything on my script. Anyway, but tonight I will. Welcome back. Never miss an episode of Hot Talk with the Hot 105 app. You can download it now for Android and iPhone. Next week on Hot Talk, Young, Black, and in the Pulpit. Young pastors are taking new approaches to reach their peers and bring them to the Father. But is it working? Plus, tonight, we are back with our guest, Lisa, Councilwoman Lisa Davis, from the fine city of Miami Gardens.
Miami Gardens.
Along with Senators Dwight Bullitt. Say hey, Dwight.
Hey.
Consultant Chris Norwood.
Straight wishing. From the barbershop, always.
Always. And Senator Oscar Brandon is in the building.
Happy to be here.
Well, happy to have you. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
Doing good things in the community. Do we have a, we have another chair over there. You and Chris, somebody want to go share with Eric Gordon. Eric Knowles is in the building, too. What's up?
Hey, baby. How are you?
How are you?
Great.
See, I can't get him to come when I invite him. He walks in the building tonight. I'm like, okay, well, hey. Nice to have you. If you would come when I invite you, do I have to call
Jill,
Oscar?
We're going
to
have that discussion off air.
You know, listen, I've been trying to get him in here to do just a one-on-one, just me and Eric. Just let's just talk about what's happening in the world.
We're going
to
do that. We're going to do
mm-hmm.
that.
But I'm glad to have you.
I'm glad to be here.
Thank you so much for coming. Okay, so now you all are doing the brunch together?
Yes, we are.
Yes.
All right, so tell me, so listen, you're doing a free brunch.
We are doing a free brunch, but we ask people to RSVP, of course.
Of course.
Of course. Please don't just walk in the door.
Right.
And it's not just about the food.
It's not just about the food.
No, you know.
It's really about opportunities and doing business in the state of Florida. With various state agencies. State agencies like FIU, which happens to be a state school, university, Department of Transportation, and other state agencies. And the senator, actually, it just happened that I was going in a direction and the senator was going in a direction. We ended up coming together, merging, and putting this event together on the 15th.
Okay.
Won't he do it?
Okay, so now tell us a little bit about the event
So it's a business brunch, and since my last name is Brandon, could have been a Bullard business brunch, right?
You know, right? That could be next.
I'm just saying. So what we're doing is we're trying to expose businesses, small business, minority owned businesses, local owned businesses, to be able to do work with the state. Right, we want them to.
I
hate when I go to them and I say, "Look, I don't see enough people that look like me or that are from my community that are working on these FDOT projects." And they say to me, "Well, we don't know who they are. We don't have them. So we are going to allow you to register as an MBE certified. We're going to teach you how to go through the RFP process, and we're going to have decision makers from these departments there to show you, hey, this is how you do it. So all of this over some wonderful food, of course, but it's really about the opportunity. So next time they say to me, well, when I say I don't see anybody looking like me, they can't say, well, we don't know who does it because I put them in front of them and they're there now. So it's about bringing those resources and access to our community.
I love that. And you're going to feed them well with Juanita's
Kitchen. I am. Juanita's Kitchen, House of Mac with Chef Teach. You know, it's going to be some good food now.
Because I started out in the
city of Miami Gardens. Right. And, you know, we have good food there.
There's a lot of good food in Miami Gardens.
So we definitely know that food is a part of the of how you get people to make sure they come and make people feel comfortable. But it's the access and the opportunity that we really want people to focus on. And that's October 15th at New Birth.
That's a Friday.
It's a Saturday.
October
15th, Saturday. It's from 9 to 2:30, and you can RSVP at our Eventbrite. And is it time for me to go ahead and do that? Because I can do that.
You can do that at Eventbrite now. We can't give that away enough.
It is 2016 Brandon Business Brunch .eventbrite.com.
Okay. And if you missed it, we'll put it up on the Hot 105 Facebook page. Kiana sent me all of your info, so I can just pop that little flyer on up there.
There it is.
And you can RSVP and be there as well. And now, we have the R&B Groove on that day.
If you own a business,
R&B Groove is at 7, but we have Jaheim Live here from 3 to 5. Come by, get some information.
You know, and we're doing this with the chamber, which is Eric, and my FIU, the Lauder Hill Regional Chamber of Commerce, Florida Minority Supplier Development Council, the Beacon Council, Young Professionals Network, and Miami, OIC of South Florida.
It's really good. I've had several people on from different municipalities, particularly a lot in Broward, that they've had the same experience that. They look around and there's nobody that looks like them. And they've said, you know what, we really have to reach out and do something. And it's interesting that I have you this Sunday, because I might have been Tuesday or Wednesday. I was at a mall and I noticed how very few black people were working. And I've been in other situations of late that I have just started to notice how few black people you see working, particularly in higher end jobs. And a lot of that is lack of, I don't know when the break started, but, you know, there is a lack of access for us to these jobs. We talk a lot on this show about entrepreneurship being the key to your future, and it is. The only route to wealth is by being an entrepreneur. And so many times I've had people on this show talk about how they just don't, they're not, they go in for, with, you know, they answer the RFP, but they don't get much farther than that. And a lot of times it's because they, you just like you said, they don't know the process, right, or they haven't done the paperwork right, and they don't understand, man, they're trying to keep us out. But no, you have to really know, you have to follow those guidelines.
Well,
and I think
it,
you
Jill,
can't reiterate that enough.
A lot of it, Jill, as I say, a lot of people play business. And you've
there
got
you
to
go.
Be in business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to have your paperwork right. You have to have your accounting right. Because you have to go and you have to, in order to file for certain certifications, you have to have these things in order. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have them in order, you can't participate.
Right. So as long as you have what do you need for your business to be legitimate for you to come to the brunch and it be of benefit to you? Like, you need to be incorporated, you need to have a sales tax ID. Like, what are the things that a business needs to
different,
have?
For different certifications, there are different
requirements. Mm-hmm.
And there's, obviously, you can get certification with the county. You can get certification with the school board. So, and then with the state, it's a different process for each one. And mm-hmm. that's one thing with the school board and the county, there's some reciprocity.
Mm-hmm.
If you have registered with the school board, the county will take your certification or a certain part of that certification, so you don't have to go through the whole process
gotcha.
All over again. But again, it's about understanding what those, and that's what Saturday is about.
Right.
Coming
right.
to learn what you have to do in order to do business with the state.
So we're, the spectrum will be there. They'll be from the person that's saying, I'm thinking about starting
gotcha.
A business, and what do I need to do?
Exactly.
To the person that has a business, is incorporated, has their tax ID, and is just waiting to make sure that they are, you know, and saying, well, I have a business, but I just can't get no work with y'all.
Right.
So it's going to be the spectrum. We're going to have people across the spectrum. And again, it's trying to get everybody there, because you hit on it earlier. The entrepreneurial leader spirit is something that should be present in our community and is present.
Yeah.
Right? We just got to highlight it. We just have to push it and make sure it happens.
And I think the encouragement of being around, a lot of times people feel intimidated if they're not, their game is not as tight.
Right.
But, you know, I think one of the keys to that is that you have really got to get over that.
Right.
Because
right.
it'll never get tight if you're not around people who are tight.
And
but
we're here
also,
to help.
It's also understanding the game.
Yeah.
Because
mm-hmm.
that's a part of it. Because one thing you talk about doing business, say, with FIU, there are certain opportunities that you can go in and do business with FIU and do not have to be certified.
Right.
But do you know that?
No.
Okay.
Exactly.
You know, they have contracts, say, that may be below $75,000 or $100,000. You don't necessarily have to be certified, that they have set aside for minorities or black businesses.
Right.
And you can go, and if you're a startup business and you can get a contract for $50,000 or $75,000, that's a nice contract.
That's a good contract, yeah. And because unlike what Donald Trump is saying, we're all not out here looking for jobs.
Exactly.
Everybody's not just looking for a just over broke job.
Right, right. And
Chris Norwood.
Go ahead.
Yeah, first of all, I just want to thank Senator Brennan and Mr. Knowles, because one of the things that we sometimes forget about the opportunity of government contracting is that, you know, it is the beginning of so many businesses.
Mm-hmm.
So many of the bigger businesses in America have started by getting a government contract.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And
yes.
growing your business. And Eric, what if you could speak on that a little bit?
Oh, absolutely. In particular, you talk about the school board. We talk about the county, whether it's the school board in Miami-Dade or the school board in Broward. They're right now, with the school board in Dade, it's probably $1 billion left in their bond. And in Broward County, they have a bond of about $1 billion that's getting ready to be let out. And there are opportunities for small businesses that are just starting to be a part of that. As you said, that's how you begin. For a lot of business, that's how you can begin. Whether, say, you're a paint contractor that mm-hmm. just got your license and you've been in business for a year and you're trying to find your way. Well, if you're have that opportunity to paint a few classrooms and grow your capacity, that's how it begins with a lot of those opportunities.
I love it.
Yeah, and you know, and it's all of that. It's from painting to cutting the grass, you know,
plumbing.
Are you a lawn man?
Catering,
right? Plumbing.
Well, let's go back to plumbing. Mm-hmm. Water and sewer.
Yes.
Water and sewer right now in Miami-Dade County, $13
billion.
Billion
with a B. Wow. He said billion with a B.
I didn't say million. I said $13 billion.
Just in Miami-Dade County.
In Miami-Dade County over the next 20-something years. They said there's about, I don't know, the money is so crazy.
Right.
Maybe $100 million for just moving the water meters from the back of a yard to the front of the yard. Because a lot of our neighborhoods, the contracts for that. You can get a contract for, say, it's $80,000. If you move 10 of those, how much is that?
Wow.
That's $800,000. There you go.
And I would love for Oscar to speak on the policy behind why government provides opportunities for minority businesses.
Right. Well, you know, what we've been doing, what we have been under this thing that says that, well, it's not constitutional for us to have quote-unquote set-asides. But we can register minority businesses, we can monitor the minority spend, and on top of that, we can do it with whether it be women, minority-owned, veteran-owned, all those things we as elected officials can say something about. I mean, Dwight can speak on that. We sit up there all the time and say, how much are you spending in my community? How much are you spending with veterans? How much are you spending there? And these are things we can question and put out there. And we all have somebody we have to respond to. Even even the governor has to answer to somebody. So,
and to piggyback on that, what Senator Brennan's talking about kind of ties into what the debate was talking about tonight, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Here it is, you have two people vying to be Commander-in-Chief of the United States, and no one's really having a serious discussion about diversity as it pertains
Nobody.
To small business, the recruitment of minority businesses into a federal government contract or in the state government contract. And it's one of those things that folks don't talk about enough, the need to really put people to work in a real way. You know, the whole teaching a man how to fish as opposed to just giving him fish.
Giving him a bucket of fish.
Well, Oscar's giving him brunch, though.
Yeah. And there may be fish at that brunch.
But Senator,
there may be some fish and grits at that brunch.
But the one thing we miss out on a lot, even here locally, like I said, all politics are local.
Yes.
And we talk about the disparity issue in Dade County. The disparity issue with the school board that you had the NAACP, you had the Urban League fighting for to make sure that we were participating. And that just happened. So through that process, we found out that we as black business community were not receiving our percentage of those, that $1.5 billion.
Mm-hmm.
So through that process, now we are starting to receive that. But the same thing is happening with the Dade County. They had a disparity. They said that because they were not doing business correctly, that they could not have a disparity. There was no disparity found because they weren't tracking. They didn't have the things in place to track whether there was a disparity or not.
So there wasn't. We didn't track it, so there wasn't one. Yeah, that's okay.
So now what
who
is
you gonna believe? Me or the lying statistics?
So now what has happened? And there's been a group of us that have been following this issue,
mm-hmm.
and we brought it back to one of our commissioners to put it on her plate to say, hey, there is an issue, and we need to fix it.
Right. We now know that there's
and, you know, and it's important that we stop these excuses, you know, that we get in front of excuses like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
See, and that's why we're doing what we're doing today, is to get in front of the excuse. So when me and Dwight go to the state and say, look, you guys are not spending in our community, our businesses, people that look like us are not getting this business,
right?
They cannot come to us and say, well, we don't know that there's anybody that does cut grass in your community.
Because now you can go,
here we go. I got a list that we registered at this brunch that's happening October 15th from 9:30 to 2 p.m. at New Birth, where that people that cut grass. I got 25 people that cut grass. I got 13 that do plumbing. I got 12 that do painting. And they're all MBE registered, right?
Right.
Which is Minority Business Enterprise registered. So they're listed. So
you'll be able... So if you're not listed, you can get... You find out information.
That information will be
offered.
I just want to make a response, too. So all this great information that we're getting from everybody, we can take this back to our communities.
Right.
Right? So we can disseminate all that information.
Right, because everybody might not be able to come.
Right,
of you who do come, like Councilwoman said, you now then have the charge to take it back to your communities and share it with other people who are, you know, cutting grass cleaning pools or, you know, painting.
Jill, I just want to interrupt one more time. And we have so many opportunities in our community right now. Mm-hmm. I talk about the water and sewer being $13 billion. That's just a drop in the bucket. That's what's happening. You go all aboard Florida, the train that's going to Orlando. The Miami World Center, another $1.45 billion that the chamber is working with. And then we talk about Liberty Square. Now, there's a thing with Liberty Square. In order to participate, we are asking our contractors to become Section 3 certified.
Okay.
We're going to do a workshop on the 22nd on a Saturday, because a lot of times we get contractors saying, well, we got to work. You guys have these workshops in the morning or in the middle of the day on Monday through Friday,
right.
And we're on the job trying to make our money. So we're going to do this event on a Saturday, and that's why the senator and we got together to do this event on the 15th on a Saturday. So those folks who are not able to get away through the middle of the week and do it on a Saturday. So Section 3 basically talks about who you're hiring. Mm-hmm. And one thing about Liberty Square, we don't want to find ourselves building that $300-400 million project and nobody's on that project that looks like us.
Right.
Right.
And so Section 3 says that you have to be a minority, you have to be living in low-income housing, and the contractor has to register as a Section 3. He has to hire folks from low-income housing. And there's some other parameters around that as well. So we're going to do a workshop about Section 3.
So you learn about what those parameters
are.
Which is a Bacon Act, right?
That's part of it.
Right.
Yeah.
I want to just go back to something that Senator Brandon said, because, again, it's very important when we talk about minority contracting around government, government agencies. Some of the discussion that Senator Brennan was relayed was regarding when these agencies come back and tell you that no one is providing that. And I think it's important to know and understand the reason why they say that, because there's a legal definition called ready, willing, and able, Eric?
I'm sorry. Say that
ready, willing, and able. Contractors who are ready, willing, and able to participate.
Right.
See, and this gets into the detail about what is, in fact, is disparity. And we get confused about this sometimes. There is no disparity because there's a percentage of a community that is not being represented. There is a disparity legally when the ready, willing, and able businesses. Mm-hmm. And so what you guys are doing is very, very important because you're providing that foundational piece, which is making sure that those bins are ready, well, and able, and then the government can't say
that,
that they're not there.
Right.
Well,
exactly.
The one thing about disparity in our community, we got to remember when we talk about minorities, we live in a majority-minority community when it comes to the Latin community. They are a minority, but they are the majority in Dade County.
Right.
So we, as a black community, are a sub-minority within the minority.
Together, you know, black and brown people are the majority, but we're still called the minority. And somehow, the majority-minority, that's like a new word. It's like supremacy can come up with a majority-minority. But I digress.
Eric and Oscar are really delving into it. I mean, this is deep. You know, this is really deep when you think about the opportunities that businesses have and the policy sort of depth that we're not really dealing with. When you have disparity is a legal definition. It's a case out of Richmond, Virginia, old case municipalities, government agencies should be doing a disparity study every 4 or 5 years. And that's where the problem happens.
And when was
because
the last
you can't
one done
legally defend any sort of minority program if you're not doing a disparity study. And a lot of people think, oh, well, why do we need to do a study? Why do we need to do a study when there's too many studies? No, well, you got to do one because that's the law in this country.
Well, that's the whole idea of you can't get justice for what you don't acknowledge. So,
and so the issue about minority majority, when you do a disparity study, the local community and its minorities, whatever it is, there is a such thing as called parity. So you can be a minority community, but you have parity as it relates to getting business at a certain agency. And so therefore you can't design programs to deal with a disparity when there is no disparity. And so I think in our community, sometimes in Dade County, when we allow these agencies not to have a disparity study, there are people that benefit from that. And it's not Anglos, it is Hispanic sometimes because they are the majority. So
minority. And see, this is the reason why it's important to have. My question to Eric all the time is, why do I need to be a member of the chamber, the Miami-Dade Chamber? And this is exactly why.
Absolutely.
So I'm glad that Oscar got you in here so we can start this conversation. Because there is it's not just to go to cocktail parties.
Oh, no,
there's
definitely
a real meat.
No.
There's a reason that, because, you know, you're doing a lot of the work that the average person has no clue of where to begin.
And that's a good point that you bring up, Jill, because the Miami-Dade Chamber has been around for 40-plus years. Mm-hmm. And why has it been around for 40-plus years? Because we were not allowed to participate in what is the Greater Miami Chamber 40 years ago. So there was there were several black businessmen and women that came together and said, we have to start our own.
Right.
And so with that, the other side of that is that we have to advocate every day, where those other chambers, there are maybe 35, 40 chambers in Miami-Dade County by themselves. Each municipality pretty much has a chamber.
But we
as a black chamber have to fight with our senators along with them to that's why we're doing this.
That is and there's so many people, I talk about how the streets and the suites listen to Hot Talk. And there's a real reason for that, because there is a divide that people in the streets, like a lot of the restaurants I named, are not members of the chamber because what are you doing for me? It seems like this is the elite group of black folks that do all of this stuff. And then that other, all the working class people are not involved. And this is an opportunity.
Right.
To come together so you can see, yes, we all get a seat at this table.
We all get a seat and we can all make money here. And that's the real thing.
And eat good. And we're going to talk more about that. And we're going to finish up with the Miami Guards Wine and Food coming up after the break. Stay tuned. I am Jill Tracy and this is Hot Talk on Hot 105.
Hot Talk will be right back on Hot 105.
Bonds love fall. They love backyard touch football and kids diving into leaf piles. But what lawns really love is fall's cool air and warm soil. That's why now is the time to use Scott's Turf Builder Grass Seed to help repair and thicken your lawn from the long summer. Scott's Turf Builder Grass Seed grows grass quicker, thicker, and greener, guaranteed. So pick up a bag today. Fall time is yard time with Scotts.
Jared introduces a diamond that's as unique as the woman you'll love forever. It's called Chosen by Jared, a diamond that has a one-of-a-kind story only Jared can tell, with a book of photographs that documents your diamond's journey. Every GIA-certified Chosen diamond is hand-selected, cut, and polished by Jared experts, never leaving our hands until it gets to hers. The one diamond that could only be for her and only come from you. That's why he went to Jared.
How can BJ's members save an extra 5 cents a gallon on gas? Simply shop in-club first, then head over to BJ's Gas, and the savings will be automatically deducted. Gas savings apply to same-day purchases only. Offer good through October 16th.
The spookiest time of year calls for hauntingly delicious fun for everyone, starting with the refreshing taste of Fanta. With 100% natural flavors like orange, grape, strawberry, and pineapple,
Fanta is the frightfully fizzy, caffeine-free concoction that satisfies the taste of every ghoul and goblin.
Stop by Tom Thumb this Halloween season and pick up a bubbly burst of Fanta. It's wickedly delicious.
Hi, I'm a smoker, and I'm aware that that's bad. I'm aware that my family hates it, and that it costs me over $2,700 a year. I'm aware of all the reasons I shouldn't do it, but none of that changes the fact that it's really hard to quit.
At Tobacco Free Florida, we're here to help you quit your way with free services like phone quit, group quit, and web quit. Visit TobaccoFreeFlorida.com or call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW. Quit your way with Tobacco Free Florida.
Hey, what's up? This is Robin Thicke, and you're listening to WHQT, Coral Gables, Miami's Hot 105.
A Cox Media Group station.
Once again, here I find myself awash in the forgotten refuse of some moron's pocket. Completely underutilized.
Tanya, looking good, girl.
Now, look at him out there, grinning like an idiot, happily air-guitaring along to his expensive streaming music service.
Tony, my man.
Completely unaware that I could cut his data usage by 92% and extend his battery life by 75%. Ignorance is bliss, eh, buddy?
Ah, there you are, my friend. Just in time for Live at 5.
Daylight? You mean you haven't forgotten?
What, you? The incredible, reliable, free radio receiver built into my smartphone?
Well, I guess I am pretty good.
Good. Come on. I'd say pretty great. Thanks to you, I save on streaming costs and avoid battery drain.
Live and local wherever you go. Download Next Radio on any Samsung Galaxy S7, S7 Edge, or Note 7 phone. Now available on every carrier.
If you're a State Farm policyholder and have been affected by the recent hurricane, please contact your State Farm agent. You can also call 1-800-SF-CLAIM or 800-732-5246 to get started. We're taking calls around the clock and responding as quickly as possible because at State Farm, our goal is to help our customers get their lives back to normal. Contact your local agent, call 1-800-SF-CLAIM or visit statefarm.com.
To join Hot Talk, call 888-550-9105. And now, back to Hot Talk.
Woohoo! Yes, we are back. Ruben Robb, hey, thanks for joining us on Facebook Live. Veronica ain't taking no Wallace. Y'all kill me with them names. How did that start? Jill Tracy, want to eat a biscuit, but I can't right now, Tracy. I mean, it's like, what? I'm not shading Veronica, but Veronica ain't taking no Wallace. Veronica, were you talking to somebody when you came up with that? She's in Homestead. Flora Sweet, hey! Conchita Pleasant, hi beautiful. And Fayola Delicia joining us on Facebook Live. Thank you so much. You can join us on Facebook Live. Just go to my Facebook page and hang out. Kiana's going to be hosting you right now, and we are back. Listen, usually you know how we do it in here. One show leaves and another show comes. As everybody hung out today, but Lisa, Councilwoman Lisa Davis has things to do and places to go. So tell us. We're at Calder with Miami Gardens Wine and Food Experience. I'll be there hosting along with Lamon Rucker, who you all know from Why Did I Get Married and most recently Greenleaf. He is starring in Greenleaf, along with Chef Marcus Samuelson, who I love and adore. Is he opening Red Rooster in Overtown? Oh, and she says, okay. He's opening Red Rooster in Overtown. I mean, you know. Okay,
well,
so.
Well, I'm going to say this. I pray that he also come over to Miami Gardens and do that over there as well.
Oh, okay,
there's
yeah.
Great opportunity. For
well,
him
you know, Lisa, I've been, since I've known you, what is it, 3 or 4 years, 5 now, that I have been saying to you, you know, when are you going to do some pop up restaurants in Miami Gardens? You have some good ones. Jackson's. Is that considered Miami Gardens? No?
No.
Okay, I'm sorry. But.
And we're back.
So there are some restaurants, but I think that, you know, but suffice to say, you know, it would be a lovely place to do, you know, Oscar. Yes. See, I got everybody I should bring that up with you.
Yes.
I think that there's so many abandoned spaces that pop-up restaurants would be, like, amazing.
I like pop-up.
In summer. Nah, I said not Popeyes, pop-up.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I think there are people looking at some of the empty
to
spaces.
Do some
of the people
yeah.
that we kind of know and everything that are trying to do some, you know, because there are empty spaces there that
yes.
could use it. That's
and
correct.
That people, and if we don't, listen, if
and Miami Gardens is so centrally located right there
yes,
by the Golden
yeah.
Glades between Miami-Dade and Broward County. I mean, mm-hmm. if you want me to slip back into my Miami Gardens City Councilman
there
mode,
you go. This is
I
what
can
I'm saying.
Talk about how great Miami Gardens is
they
for locating
are.
Your
yeah.
business.
And some of you Rattlers could get some Guthries down there.
So,
what is Guthries?
Oh, it's
a wonderful, delectable treat.
It's a
oh,
if you live in
Jacksonville.
Tallahassee.
Oh, okay. It's a Tallahassee thing.
People that went to fam will know.
Oh, okay.
Or Florida State. I need to say this. Please know this.
What?
Miami Gardens is a growing city.
Yeah.
We're growing. We have things that are coming in as we speak.
Mm-hmm.
Restaurants, we have some hotels that are coming in as we speak, so you just have to wait and see.
Can
you bring me back on the show?
Always.
And our wonderful mayor, and we can talk about it. How about
yes.
that?
Yeah, well, you know what? I have not seen Mayor Gilbert was my first guest, and I have not seen him in a while.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.